Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time. Woo! All around the planet.
Are you ready for this?
From the Radio Underground, bringing the truth.
The Word of God.
From America's heartland.
To the rest of the world.
This is HHS Radio. Now, your host, Jeff Broderick.
Well, happy Friday and happy Good Friday it is to all the HHS listeners. I wanted to come to you briefly today just because it is such a special day. It is such a special weekend. And here we are getting to the end of the Holy Week. And I wanted to just bring to light the reason why we call today Good Friday and make sure that I'm sharing some good news, because it is good news, which is why Good Friday exists. My name is Jeff Broderick, and I'm the host of HHS Radio, and I try to come to you once in a while here. Used to do a weekly program, but now I will come sporadically with just a couple of brief messages from here and there, and maybe at some point get back into doing a regular routine radio show. But one of the overall goals that I've always had with HHS Radio is to be able to bring the truth of God, the true story, message from God, as to who he is, what the purpose is that we are here for, and exactly why it is that Jesus is the one that makes sense. There is no other name under heaven in which we must be saved. And that is the case, and that is why today is a special day. Good Friday represents the day that Jesus was hung on the cross, the day that he died for our sins, the day that the great exchange, the great payment was made in the courtroom of God's justice and allowed for someone who didn't commit any crimes to pay the ultimate fine for all of us who have nonstop committed crimes. This is exactly what the good news is. We all here on this planet fall short of God's glory. We all fall short. There are none that are good, no, not one. And when we look at ourselves in the light of God's perfect law of the Ten Commandments, we start to recognize and see how short we fall when we recognize that we have told lies. And I'm sure that we've told more than one lie, but it doesn't really matter. You tell one lie, it makes you a liar, and therefore we are all liars. When you look at the commandments of adultery, and we think, you know, we've never cheated on our spouse, but yet Jesus says on the Sermon on the Mount that you've heard it said of old that you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that if you've even looked at another to lust after them, you've committed adultery in your heart. And God sees hatred as murder. So therefore, if we've hated somebody or have just raged inside at somebody, it's the heart that drives that sin. And so God sees that as murder. So we can go down the line, but I mean, here we just hit on some big heavy hitters, and we can all probably, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, admit that we have fallen short of that standard. And because God's law is perfect, because heaven is perfect, because God is perfect, he is without any sin, and heaven is without any sin. It is pure. It can't be tainted by sin. If you take a massive barrel of purified water that doesn't have any contamination whatsoever in it, it's 100% pure. And you just take a little bit of dirt and you sprinkle that little bit of dirt into that barrel is no longer 100% pure. It may be mostly pure, but there is some contamination that has now entered into that barrel, and it has destroyed the 100% pureness of that barrel. That is the problem that we have in getting into heaven, is that heaven is a barrel that is 100% pure, and God will not allow a drop of dirt to hit that pure place, because we will taint it, we will contaminate it, we will make it no longer pure. So God will not allow that, and that is why it is so clear that we are separated from God by our sin, we are not able to enter into heaven for an eternity in a place that is pure and holy because we are contaminated. And so here we sit in a predicament of if we all are contaminated and God doesn't allow any contamination into heaven, then none of us would go to heaven. And that is absolutely true. Except when God did the great exchange and God sent his son, Jesus Christ, God himself manifest in the flesh, born of a virgin, lived a pure, sinless life, no contamination, zero, pure. He lived that pure life and went to the cross because the punishment for sin is death. And Jesus, who did not sin, went to the cross to bear the burden of death for us so that when we do go in front of God on the day of judgment, the day that we all move into the next life, we stand before him and we either stand guilty with contamination or Jesus steps in front of us as payment for our fine, and God sees his purity instead of our contamination. And he allows us in as the children of God because Jesus Christ paid our fine. Jesus Christ made us pure. He washed us white as snow. And that is exactly why Jesus had to die on the cross on Good Friday, the day we celebrate today. The greatest news of all is not that he died for us. That's fantastic news that he paid our fine. And thank you so much, God. Thank you, Jesus, for going through what you did. This wasn't a simple death. This was torture. The Bible describes that he wasn't even recognizable as a human being when he hung up on that cross, a slab of meat that had his beard pulled from his head, from his face, tortured, beaten, whipped. This is what he had to endure. And then hung on the cross to die. The good news is that because the punishment for sin is death, then the reward for no sin is life. And because Jesus did not sin, he didn't consume the punishment of death. So although he died on the cross for our payment, he was raised again 3 days later on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday. In 2 days from now, he will rise again because he defeated death. He was without sin. Death could not hold him because he was without sin. No punishment of sin was upon him, but he took it upon himself for us. So that is exactly what happened. And why it is that Jesus was raised again was because death couldn't hold him. He did not owe the fine that death brings from sin. He did not owe that fine. So therefore, raised again. What that goes on to show us, if we really analyze that, is that our souls will live forever. We will go on forever and ever. The question is, where will our souls live? Will we be in heaven, in the pure, holy place for all of eternity? Or will we be separated from that for all of eternity? And if you're separated from all that is good and all that is pure and all that is holy, then the only thing left is all that is opposite of that, all that is void of that. So I would just implore you to think about what the message of the gospel is. Think about the great exchange that took place. And we can rationalize it by looking at courtrooms here on earth and understanding that we might commit a crime and we might owe a large fine, but somebody can pay that fine to the court system and we can go free because somebody else paid that fine. That is the great exchange that happened on that cross. And we celebrate that through thankfulness. We celebrate that through turning our lives over to the one that we owe that to, our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you have a great Easter Sunday. I pray your Good Friday goes well. And I pray most of all that we can all be together one day in heaven and celebrate Easter every single day for all of eternity. Until next time, go live your lives all for Him. God bless you all.
She is running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. She is trying, but the canyon's ever widening in the depths of her cold heart. So she sets out on another misadventure just to find she's another 2 years older and she's three more steps behind. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today under the shadow our steeple with all the lost and lonely people?